Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Hey, you know what? I think it's time that we got right down to it, okay? Every week, Kira brings in her old diary from when she was a young lady trying to make sense of the world, and she reads it to us, and let me tell you, it's incredibly entertaining, and it's very nostalgic. And you know what? It's even cooler because Outkast, Miss Jackson, that would have been out when Kira and I were in secondary school. That would have been a massive track. And, you know, that's a nice way to start off this nostalgia as we go back further. And I'm going to get your melodramatic music, Kira. And then we are going to turn the airwaves over to you, and you are going to be reading it out for us. And I understand this may be emotional. I understand that this may be trying or taxing for you, or even physically and mentally draining, which is why we'll all be behind you. We're all here. There's a team of counselors and everything outside and everything, and we're all ready to go, okay? You ready, Q?
I'm ready.
Okay, well then, here we go.
Dear Diary, well, school is back in full force, and it turns out that sixth year is turning out to be a major pain in the hole. So many decisions! So many! Relax, educational system, like take a chill pill. I have made one decision, though, and that's to run for school president. I need this on my curriculum vitae for the future, dear Diary. I love presidents and presidential things, like Bill Clinton. Then there was that time in primary school when I was asked to sing a song and I broke into Free Nelson Mandela because I like just love that South African president. He's so cute. And don't get me started on how amazing Morgan Freeman was as president of the United States in the 1998 movie Deep Impact. I mean, the way he prepared the world for that 7-mile-wide comet, which was on a collision course with the Earth, was just outstanding. And President Mary Robinson, I mean, what a woman. Her appearance on The Den with Ray Darcy and Dustin the Turkey made her one of the most loved presidents that Ireland has ever seen. Lucy has taken it upon herself to become my campaign manager. I didn't ask her, but she insisted. She said she's given too many lads in school hand jobs for people to take her seriously as a potential student president. I didn't really disagree with her either, although I do have to question some of her notions. She wrote down some hypothetical questions that I may have to face during the campaign. Most of the questions vary from how would I, a student president, deal with a situation such as 9/11? I'm not being whatever, but I imagine the only catastrophic situation I'd have to deal with is more parking spaces for the boy racers in sixth year.
You know what? Hey, just to interrupt, that, if I had been in your school in sixth year, I would have totally been for that. Thank you.
Her other questions were ridiculous. Like, would I promise on oath to shift every guy in my year to gain more votes? Yes. I was like, no. Then she looked really guilty and was like, well, I better stop that rumor now then. Then she started smiling and was all like, I'll do it for you. As your campaign manager, I'll take one for the team. I was thinking in my own head that she has taken one for the team on too many occasions. Rebecca is also getting in on it and wants to design posters for the campaign for me to be student president. She's already started drawing cartoon versions of me holding a lightsaber with the caption, "The Force is in her." I really thought she would have gotten over her Star Wars obsession this summer. After all, we are seniors. We're like totally adults now.
Yeah, definitely.
Lucy, of course, wants the posters to be sexy. She wants Rebecca to draw sexy cartoon versions of me bending over the desks in woodwork class, holding a chisel covered in wood shavings.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, dear Diary, that makes me dubious, but sex sells, seemingly. She says if I don't cop on and get sexy, the student body will never elect me a student president. She says I've got to be devious, like go down to the junior bathrooms, catch the girls smoking in the junior toilets, and be all like, I could go and tell the headmistress, but I won't if you vote for me. I told her I couldn't do that. And she was all like, fine, I'll do it for you. Those poor juniors, they are already petrified of Lucy. She's possibly the scariest girl in school, but also the most experienced, if you know what I mean, dear Diary. I've done a lot of research into this whole president thing, and I'm going to do it. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it right. It means lots of potential free classes over the course of the year too. Anyway, I looked up how to be a good leader on the internet, and these are some of the things I've come across. Firstly, number one, be strong and decisive, but attentive to others. I can be strong. I can be decisive. At least I think I can be decisive, can't I? And I am like so attentive to others. I'm always the girl in the bathrooms on a Monday morning checking out the other girls' hickeys and finding out who they have shifted.
Yeah.
Number two, be friendly but firm. I'm friendly. I mean, I've shifted a couple of lads in my year, but if I don't want to shift mingers, then I'm very firm on that. Number three, be knowledgeable but quick to hand off questions that are better handled by others. I mean, I'm smart. I mean, I'm both book smart and street smart, but I'm also smart enough to copy my French homework off Rebecca.
Yeah.
Number four, be generous but very devoted to the bottom line. I'm a very generous person, dear diary. I used to give away my brother's football stickers to all the lads I wanted to shift when I was younger. He wasn't happy, but I got the shift. So that is the bottom line, dear diary. Number 5, be confident but transparent. I guess I'm confident enough to wear transparent clothing if needs be. And I'm definitely confident about my boobs. Number 6, be forward looking but very aware of tradition and history. I'm all about equal rights. If I'm elected, I'm going to work towards more rights for gay rugby players. So I'm very forward thinking. As for tradition and history, I know how to Irish dance, and I've always been an advocate for what a ride Michael Collins was. Number 7, be prepared but not rigid. Dear diary, I was born prepared. Have you ever heard of a girl who's been on the pill for nearly 2 years and hasn't actually had sex? And as for the rigid part, I suppose if you put an F in front of rigid, I might have a problem. Do you know what? I think I might have this in the bag though, dear diary. Here are a list of things I plan on focusing on when I become student president. Number 1, equal rights for gay rugby players. Hockey Brendan is gay and plays rugby, yet he's afraid the rest of the rugby lads will find out. Brendan and all gay rugby players deserve to be fabulous, both on and off the pitch.
Yeah, right.
Number 2, bra fitting classes in school for teenage girls. Did you know, dear diary, that 85% of women wear the wrong bra size? Proper fitting brassiere is so important for a teenage girl's development. Bra fitting classes should be compulsory on the school curriculum.
Not to interrupt, that's actually a really good idea.
Thank you. Yeah. Number 3, I'm going to campaign for the symptoms of period cramps to be taken seriously enough to miss all academic classes, not just PE. This is a serious issue, not just for females, but also for the right of our ovaries. Number 4, lads in secondary school should not use Dax wax unless they know the exact required amount to create a semi-fashionable hairstyle. Number 5, all leaving certs are exempt from detention, class trips, mass in school, assemblies, wearing the school uniform and having to bring in a note when absent from school. Number 6, if a leaving cert couple are walking around the school holding hands and or shifting, teachers on yard duty should turn a blind eye and look the other way. Number 7, those who do honours maths in their leaving certs should be shunned and ignored by the majority of the student population and made sit in their own honours maths prefab at lunchtime.
Absolutely.
Number 8, leaving cert students should be privy to details of the private lives of their teachers so students can potentially understand how anyone could actually want to marry them in the first place. Okay, so that's all I've gotten so far. You know what, dear diary? I'm as excited as I'd imagine Monica Lewinsky was when she started working in the White House. Good night, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Oh, Kira. That is beautiful. I love it.
Guess what? I did become student president.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
If I had been there at the time, I would have been able to give you some very tough questions, you know?
Oh, you would have been an ass.
Yeah.
You would have been that absolute ass where we'd be at assembly and you'd put up your hand and you would have asked me the most awful question that I would not have been able to answer. And you'd do it just to be a dick.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, you know, Kira, you know, as student president, of course, I think that there is a certain decorum and sense of dignity that you have to carry yourself with. But I have audio of you doing this.
Chris, I'm literally looking at your crotch area.
Kira, do you have any response to that?
You wouldn't have, because that was back in the late 90s, early.
I would have had
a talk boy.
And I would, you know, remember those things where you could record people?
Yeah.
From Fisher Price. I would have had one of those. And I would have just recorded everything you were saying. Yeah.
You would have.
Of course. I owned one. And I used to do that to my friends.
Or like, are you serious?
Of course. I've been doing this for years.
Hey, would you pop my cherry for me?
Now I'm just doing it to thousands of people.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, of course. I was the only man for the job. But Kira, that diary was amazing. Seriously. Thank you. The world is reeling after that. And so am I, quite frankly. I thought it was absolutely amazing. And you did become president.
I did.
Which has a lovely outcome to it. A lovely kind of happy ending. Chris and Kira on 2FM.